Video: Bruce Springsteen mocked as billionaire hypocrite as his anti-Trump tour drags on. By Warner Todd Houston on May 25, 2026. Left-wing rocker Bruce Springsteen is being mocked as a billionaire hypocrite as he continues his extreme, politically charged 2026 concert tour, with recent appearances in Cleveland, Ohio, and Boston, Massachusetts. While his die-hard fans are sure to love whatever it is that Bruce ladles out to them, at ticket prices that can top $1,000 a seat, many Americans are blasting the aging singer for his decision to force concertgoers to sit through his constant political tirades from the stage. One X user's post blasting Springsteen is going viral for pointing out that even as Bruce is attacking others for not doing enough for America, Bruce himself is worth an estimated $1.2 billion and yet he hasn't put that money to widespread charity for everyday Americans in need. This bitch Bruce at Springsteen complaining about the evil rich man Elon Musk killing the poorest children in the world because fraud at you said was ended. You could do a lot with $1.2 billion. pic.twitter.com/x95t. Kokchi. ALX, at Elks, May 25, 2026. It is a stark hypocrisy, as far as Tesla founder Elon Musk is concerned. He jumped on the post and replied, "Springsteen is, ironically, an America-hating idiot and billionaire hypocrite." Springsteen is, ironically, an America-hating idiot and billionaire hypocrite. Elon Musk, at Elon Musk, May 25, 2026. Another post on X revealed that Springsteen's anti-Trump and anti-Musk political rant was not all taught spontaneous because he needed a teleprompter to prod him on about it all. Bruce Springsteen needed a teleprompter to give him his NPC talking points to attack Elon Musk and Donald Trump in Boston tonight. pic.twitter.com/e.bgpwe48. ALX, at Elks, May 25, 2026. Many on social media piled on flaming Springsteen for his arrogant assumptions about politics. He made it clear the song Born in the USA was never meant to be pro-USA. I sat there in the crowd and thought, if we knew you hated our parents and grandparents' sacrifice back in the 80s, you would be a washed-up Jane Fonda type. You fooled us at Springsteen, now you're anti-USA, at Andy Bran, May 25, 2026. I saw Bruce during the Born in the USA tour and he rocked music. Who pays to see him rant? Miles of Entertainment, at me at Miles, May 25, 2026. Oh shut up at Springsteen, your music sucks, you're a washed-up has-been. You were overrated for a short period of time and it obviously went to your head because you believe you are somebody when in fact you are a nobody, Bruce. Also Trump was correct, you cosmetic surgeon sucks you. Lee, at Phoenix444_66, May 25, 2026. This reality detached is on the TDS celebrity wing. Bruce the douche has turned woke purposely to get some new fans to buy his music. He owns many homes at $60+ million, including Beverly Hills. In Florida and NJ with horse farms. 100% gated from everyone, of course. pic.twitter.com/64cnrffkst. USA Justice 101, at USA Justice 101, May 25, 2026. Thanks at Grok for helping me redo this image. pic.twitter.com/ajxstock. Christopher Doherty, at Tesla Millions, May 25, 2026. Yes, he is pic.twitter.com/tneyburnies. RPM Meme Liquidators, at RPM_memes, May 25, 2026. Springsteen's own hometown newspaper, NJ.com, even whacked the singer for his hypocritical crap on stage. Springsteen's artistic identity, as a bleeding-heart populist who sings for the destitute and downtrodden, has never been more disconnected from his economic behavior as a touring act or businessman. The blue-collar troubadour now charges exorbitant amounts for his tickets, up to $2,900 retail for the best seats in Newark Monday, prices he agreed to despite fan backlash, wrote Bobby Olivier, a food and culture editor and a music reporter for NJ Advance Media. He's selling No Kings branded flags for $90 in the arena concourse, Olivier says of Springsteen. And last week, his merchandise distributor got an injunction passed to ban bootleg t-shirt sales outside the venue, even as crews of independent sellers, fine examples of working-class people he has romanticized for 50 years. Hawk merge at nearly every other Prudential Center show without issue. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.